40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. At least one person is dead in Northern California after levee breaches in Sacramento County flooded farmland. The rain has stopped, but the floodwater now appears to be heading toward Interstate 5. The county's issued an evacuation order for the Point Pleasant area. KOVR-TV's Elizabeth Kling is there.
You can just barely make out the tops of several vehicles that are now almost nearly submerged. And we've been told by some first responders who were here taking a look at things that they are trying to do a water rescue there, as there is someone stuck in a vehicle in this rushing water that has now overtaken this stretch of road here.
A man attacked three police officers at the New Year's Eve celebration in New York City with a machete, hitting two of them in the head before an officer shot the 19-year-old man in the shoulder. Mayor Eric Adams.
We're really pleased by the response and how our officers handled this situation.
The attack happened a little after 10 p.m., about eight blocks from Times Square, just outside of the high security zone where people are screened for weapons. The two officers were hospitalized, one with a fractured skull, the other with a bad cut. They're both expected to recover. Is a recession ahead?
Michael Gapin, the chief economist at Bank of America, doesn't seem very optimistic.
The risk of recession is high.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Gapin said that's because the economy's rapid recovery from the pandemic led to inflation.
And the Federal Reserve is trying to slow down the economy to bring inflation down. And in the past, more often than not, that's coincided with some sort of recession.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Dozens of people were stuck on a ride in an amusement park Saturday night.
In Orlando, New Year's Eve got off to a scary start. Sparks flew as a Ferris wheel lost power. More than 60 people were stranded in the air for at least 90 minutes and had to be rescued.
CBS's Charlie DeMar. Has Israel attacked Syria? The BBC's Neil Nunes.
Syria says Israeli airstrikes on the capital Damascus have put the main international airport out of service. In a statement, the Syrian army said two military personnel were killed in the attack. State media says airstrikes also hit other parts of Damascus. There's been no comment on the claims from Israel.
10 guards, 4 inmates killed early Sunday at a prison across the border from El Paso, Texas. At about 7 in the morning, gunmen in armored vehicles attacked the state prison in Ciudad Juarez, opening fire on the guards. In addition to the dead, 13 people were wounded and at least 24 inmates escaped. Mexican soldiers and state police regained control of the prison later Sunday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week.
And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still gonna get through today, but we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah, all kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I think from this we have learned that there are indeed two tiers of justice. We know that D.C. is a swamp. It's full of people that are going to try to protect the FBI and the institutions. We do know that Hillary Clinton was involved in this. This Russia hoax, all this came from her campaign. The FBI knew that this was false. They wanted to take down Donald Trump so badly.
What a perfect time to get me Glenn Kirshner. Maybe he has some thoughts on Marshall Blackburn. Thank God.
Okay. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn
Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Yes, Jen Kirkman, I brought him coffee. Hello, Glenn Kirshner.
Good
Hi.
Good morning, Steph. Hey, guys.
Who's in L.A. for Sexy Liberal with Rob Reiner?
Let's do it. Let's get our justice on.
SexyLiberal.com. Pay-per-view you can watch from around the world. Okay, we'll get to Marsha Blackburn in a moment. But, of course, because you're here, breaking news, Steve Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in prison and fined $6,500 today after being found guilty of being in contempt of Congress. Obviously, prosecutors had asked for 6 months and $200,000. Your thoughts?
So I will never again mention the name Carl Nichols without putting before it Trump appointee, right.
Judge
Carl mm-hmm. Nichols, because I think he's just distinguished himself as somebody who Donald Trump probably really appreciates. You know, it really is, it's unfathomable to me that Bannon would, you know, defendants are supposed to sit down with the pre-sentence report writers before they get sentenced and provide information so the judge has an informed basis to impose an appropriate sentence. And what Bannon said was, I'm not telling you anything about my finances. Why? Well, we know in part because he was grifting from Donald Trump's base with the bogus We Build the Wall Foundation. So what he said, Steph, is you can just impose the maximum financial penalty, $200,000. I'll take it. Put it on my tab. I'll pay it. And the judge just sentenced him to what? $6,500. That, you know, that is, it's an outrage. It demeans the system. And I think, unfortunately, now he's sending the message to future folks who might be contemplating, you know, defying congressional subpoenas that, you know what, you land on Judge Nichols' docket, you're good. I got you.
Well, and the judge noted Bannon's lack of remorse before handing down the ruling. He told the court others must be deterred from similarly flouting congressional authority. Well, it would seem like it sends the opposite message.
It does. And what Steve Bannon did was he protected Donald Trump. That's what he did. He didn't want to testify about the crimes of Donald Trump, not to mention his own crimes, which I hope he will be held accountable for after the midterms. And for protecting Donald Trump, a Trump appointee just handed him a gift of a sentence. I mean, if that doesn't prove the sort of deep, entrenched corruption of the ruling class criminals in this country, I don't know what does.
Yeah. Well, so Marsha Blackburn, was she basically talking about the Durham?
The implosion
of this, of John Durham. I don't know how many, is this 3 years? And I don't know how many taxpayer dollars is over two, right? This thing has just blew up in all their faces.
Durham has failed spectacularly, you know, as well he should have, because, you know, this is what I think of, Steph. If I caught an assignment as a federal prosecutor in the decades that I served in the Department of Justice, and I went about investigating a case against, I don't know, a high government official who was colluding, right, with a foreign government to try to gain unfair advantage in an American election, and I investigated that case honestly and ethically and aggressively, and then somebody turned around and said, now we need to investigate Glenn for doing his job. Yeah. Are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Durham did, right? He investigated the investigators who are investigating the crimes of Donald Trump, and now he has gone down in flames. That is the actual witch hunt.
Yeah.
Ironically, let's put the Durham investigation to bed. Enough wasting taxpayers' money.
Which one is this? Oh, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. This is Donald Trump's lawyer, parking garage lawyer.
Let's remember, they didn't bring charges for Hillary. They didn't bring charges for Bill. They didn't bring charges for anybody that's shoving things down their pants or in their sock drawers or smashing phones and bleaching servers. But if it's Donald Trump, there is a double standard. It is completely despicable. We have to get this country back on track. It's really upsetting.
It is gaslighting to, I don't know, to 11 billion? Did they turn it up to 11 billion?
Yes.
I don't even know what to. First of all, Hillary had zero classified emails. Can we say that? Zero. And they just keep repeating the same lies.
Yeah. And Donald Trump hasn't been charged with anything last time I checked.
Right.
So,
right.
But he will be. He will be.
Yeah.
You wait until after the midterms. You can feel it. You can almost feel it based on some of what we're getting out of the courts right now about Donald Trump from David Carter. God bless the judge out in California, Judge David Carter.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming.
You tweeted, Judge David Carter rules that Trump knowingly filed false documents in court, and yes, this constituted yet another crime by Donald Trump. It really does get hard to keep track.
And this one is not different in quantity, but it's different in quality, because now a federal judge said, you, Donald Trump, knowingly signed a false certification to the court claiming there was election fraud when you knew there was none. That's different in quality because, you know, Donald Trump is good about insulating himself from putting things in writing, right? He's always trying to blame somebody else because, hey, you don't see my signature on. Well, now we have your signature on something. This is different in quality.
I thought it was a bad week for Trump, which makes it an exponentially better week for me. And you said another week gone with no accountability, though, for Trump and his dozens of co-conspirators and no concrete signs of imminent indictments of any of the suits of the insurrection. This is no way to assure we, the people, of the legitimacy of the DOJ. Frustration is winning out today over patience. It really is hard, isn't it? Because just the rulings this week, like you were saying with Judge Carter, you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's weird when you have two of the three co-equal branches of government having concluded and announced Donald Trump committed federal felony crimes. The judiciary has been screaming it from the rooftops in various cases. When they're dealing with cases regarding the insurrectionists, the boots, the people who Donald Trump ordered to attack the Capitol, many of those folks are going to prison.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, who gave the unlawful order, is out there golfing. That's a deep injustice at play in America right now. You have Congress, another branch of government that has shown us, God bless Congress, because they've shown us in the J6 public hearings precisely the crimes that Donald Trump committed. The problem is there's only one branch of government that can actually prosecute him, the executive branch, the Department of Justice. So it feels like they're playing catch up. But, you know, right now, I'm going to shut my mouth about my frustrations until after the midterms.
Right.
Because, you know, let's wait it out. Let's not drive Republicans to the polls by announcing on the eve of the midterms, oh, Donald Trump is finally indicted. We'll wait it out. Merrick Garland, you know, he's trying to rebuild the credibility and the legitimacy of the Department of Justice. Wait until after the midterms. And then We better see indictments, and I believe we will.
Yeah, you hit an optimistic note on Twitter as well. You said new reporting, Trump prosecutors see evidence for obstruction charges. Feels like we could see indictments by the first of the year. Please don't lose faith, don't lose hope, don't lose optimism. That's precisely what Trump and company want you to do. Don't give them the satisfaction. I feel that, too, in my bones, that it's coming, but I think it does feel interminable because you're right, like... Every day is new crimes that we hear about on top of old crimes.
Yeah.
And I know there was some reporting, right, that, you know, Merrick Garland won't go with just obstruction of justice.
No, that was Bloomberg,
yeah.
I think, reported that apparently the federal prosecutors who are investigating Donald Trump have concluded, and I'm not sure where Bloomberg is getting it, but have concluded there is ample evidence to charge him with obstruction for what he was doing with our classified documents and national defense secrets down at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
But I can almost guarantee you, having worked and tried obstruction cases, you don't just bring obstruction.
Right.
You bring all of the other crimes that your obstruction was designed to get you out of. That's why you obstruct, because you committed a rack of other offenses and you don't want to be caught. So what do? You obstruct. He's going to get banned. Look at that search warrant. I recommend everybody reread the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. Because a federal judge said, oh, there are three crimes for which there are probable cause to believe there's evidence of crime at Mar-a-Lago. There is unlawfully removing and concealing documents. There's obstruction of justice. And the big one, there's a crime under the Espionage Act of mishandling national defense information. I predict you're going to see an indictment for all three of those and then some.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you are. I get a little PTSD of the 10 counts of obstruction that Mueller identified. That we didn't, you know, and obviously it's because of those 10 counts of obstruction that we couldn't get to the higher bar of criminal conspiracy in terms of the actual crime.
Yeah,
right?
He was rewarded for his obstruction is what it boils down to. And I understand the Department of Justice still has this horrific memo in place that says you can't prosecute a sitting criminal president. So literally, I guess a president could round up his political opponents while in office, jail them without cause, and DOJ would say, good to go? Are you flipping kidding me? That's something that has to be revisited.
Yeah. Well, I know. I love that we have to say which bucket of crimes we're talking about. So the espionage, stealing government documents. On J6, you said Trump launched an armed attack on the Capitol. He knew his foot soldiers were armed and instructed, take the effing mags, metal detectors down, and we'll all march to the Capitol. I keep thinking one case is more, you know, slam dunk, and then more comes out.
Steph, right? I have treason on my bingo card. I have treason on my bingo card because what you just read, when you gather together an armed assemblage of people, that is the very definition that we draw from the Treason Act of 1351 in England. That's the very definition of levying war against the United States. And what is treason under the federal law? It is anybody who owes allegiance to the country, like having taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, who gathers together an armed assemblage of people and wages war against the United States, against the democratic process, is guilty of treason. That's what Donald Trump did.
And the second part of your tweet is, and he orchestrated the absence of enough law enforcement resources for the Capitol to defend itself. That's the other part of it, dereliction of duty,
You know, I went to the BLM protests in Washington, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't been to a lot of protests in my life, but I was inspired that I had to participate in that after I saw what was done to George Floyd.
Yeah.
And there were more law enforcement agencies and components that I have ever seen before, right? They brought all of the executive branch law enforcement agencies, all of the law enforcement agencies that were under the control of the president, and they made sure there was no violence. Of course, there really was no violence. And then they deprived the Capitol of all of those executive branch law enforcement agencies, and they left the Capitol with what? Capitol Police, the only federal law enforcement agency under the control of Congress. That's all Congress has. And listen, it's a great law enforcement squad, but there aren't that many of them.
Yeah.
And the city cops, my friends in D.C., the MPD, you know, police officers.
Yeah.
That's all they had.
Have you ever seen, as a prosecutor, them just completely repeating the same lies? After we saw this tape, video of Nancy Pelosi and the congressional leaders, Trump's out there again saying Nancy Pelosi's the one that didn't didn't, you know, send the girl. We that is a fact, right? That she, you know, it was denied. What was it? 14 times.
You know, I was moved. I was in the room for the last J6 yeah. public hearing, and I was really moved watching those clips, which we saw for the yeah. first time when Pelosi and Schumer were on the phone saying, you know what, if the White House was under assault, if the Pentagon was under attack,
yeah.
you would send executive branch law enforcement agencies to meet the force of the attack. Send somebody to the Capitol.
Right.
I mean, that is pretty moving. And, you know, you talk about they just continue to repeat the same old lies.
Right.
Well, we usually have a way to deter that kind of thing by prosecuting the people
right.
who committed crimes. That's what we're waiting for here.
Right. I love you tweeted the this exchange. You said, when cross-examination goes bad, defendant Caldwell's attorney questioned U.S. Capitol Police Captain Ortega. Question, Captain Ortega, isn't it true that at some point the crowd dispersed the bike racks to some other areas? And answer, sir, I saw the crowd using the bike racks to strike my officers.
Yeah.
I mean, just trying to rewrite history that we've seen on tape.
Yeah, I was in the courtroom for much of the Oath Keepers trial, which is still ongoing. And, you know, I don't want to beat up on the defense lawyers. They're doing what they can with very little evidence, because the evidence of guilt is overwhelming
yeah.
in the written communications
yeah.
between and among Oath Keepers. But it reminded me of the famous, you know, example of one question too many, you know, when the defense attorney asks the witness, well, you didn't see my client, the defendant, bite off the victim's finger, did you?
Right.
And the answer is no. And, well, then how can you say my client bit off the victim? I saw him spit it out.
Right.
Right? That's one question too many. Yeah. Lawyers are trained not to do that.
Right. Right. All right. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Angie.
Yeah.
See, my old plan would have been when men like this just showed up randomly, I would make them fix stuff.
Yes.
Right.
You've done that
like
before.
Like if Ron and Glenn happened to be around the same day, I would
right.
just be like, oh, I've waited. I have a honey-do list.
Well, I can caulk a tub now.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
All right. But you know what? I don't mean I only need you legally now because I have Angie.
That's right.
Right? My app, right on my phone. Something goes wrong, right? Angie's List was formerly Angie's List. It's now Angie, mm-hmm. A-N-G-I.
Yep.
Right there, the app. There's an app for that.
Yeah.
20 years of home service experience combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You do no more tricking men. That's really old-fashioned. That was so anti-feminist of me.
Sheesh.
Oh, okay. When all you do is just write, you answer a few questions, bing, bang, boom, they hook you up with local pros. If you book and pay through the Angie app, you get their happiness guarantee, guaranteeing your project for up to the full purchase price. Right? No having to chase Glenn Kirshner down. No, I don't know where he lives. If his work was substandard, what would I do? Okay. Just get your project done. Get it done well. Download that free Angie mobile app today or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life.
And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. What? Glenn Kirshner, news magnate, is live in studio. Holy cow, Glenn. This just in from the Washington Post. Mar-a-Lago classified papers held U.S. secrets about Iran and China. Some of the classified documents recovered by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago included highly sensitive intelligence regarding Iran and China. Such information could expose intelligence-gathering methods that the U.S. wants to keep hidden from the world. At least one of the documents describes Iran's missile program. Oh, my God. Okay. And other documents describe highly sensitive intelligence work aimed at China. Okay. Well, wow, Glenn. I mean, this is, as we were just talking during the break, this just does not get more serious, these crimes against the United States.
More serious or more dangerous? Right. National defense information, information about the nuclear and defense programs of foreign countries, all sitting in Donald Trump's office at Mar-a-Lago. You know, and I was really impressed with all of the empty classified documents folders that were seized from his office. Dozens of them, because one thing I can pretty much guarantee, when he was leaving the White House, preparing to steal everything that wasn't nailed down, I am quite sure he didn't turn to his aides and assistants and say, what I'm going to need you all to do, there's a whole bunch of empty folders. I'm going to need you to pack them up and get them down to my office proper at Mar-a-Lago. You know he compromised our national security by doing whatever he did with those classified documents. But you know what? This may be the first indictment we see after the midterms because it's so clear, so compelling, so dangerous. And it's so important to send a message to others who might be considering compromising our national security in the future to deter that kind of conduct.
Yeah, and these are human sources as well. I mean, a lot of people talking about the tragedy of the stupid Durham investigation is that blew up, I forget his name, but one of our best Russian sources, right? That was, you know, unnecessarily charged. And then, of course, you know, not convicted of anything.
Yeah, not only not convicted, but, you know, both trials that Durham has brought, I mean, they failed spectacularly. And I remember what the juror said after the last.
And we're going to hear about that right after this hard break.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Total rainfall Sunday in downtown San Francisco hit almost 5.5 inches, the second wettest day on record.
It was gushing like a river, and I told my husband, no, I'm not safe. I don't feel safe. I don't want to go through. It's just not worth it. You stay in place. I mean, that's what I would do.
Two New York City police officers were attacked by a 19-year-old man with a machete on New Year's Eve. WCBS-TV's Christina Fan says the officers shot the attacker in the shoulder.
The FBI, NYPD, and Joint Terrorism Task Force are now investigating to determine the motive behind the attack.
The officers are expected to survive. Bank of America Chief U.S. Economist Michael Gapin tells CBS's Face the Nation some big job cuts could be coming this year.
It could come in places like housing. The housing sector is retrenching. It could come in manufacturing, and it may come in professional and business services and finance and other sectors like that.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are planning to work with the Democratic House and the Democratic Senate next year. That's our plan. I will also say that to date, the fighting Russian aggression in Ukraine has had bipartisan support. And I want to specifically thank Senator Mitch McConnell's supporters in tackling Russian aggression. This should not be a partisan issue.
And yet, Glenn Kirshner, does it not? all of Trump's crimes at some point come full circle. As Nancy Pelosi would say, all roads lead to Russia. Mm-hmm. I mean, Russia, of course, actively rooting for Republicans because they've gone on record saying they'll cut off aid to Ukraine. I mean, there's Trump's first impeachment for blackmailing Ukraine. I mean,
And it's a crime to solicit foreign help, assistance, interference in a U.S. election. Like, hey, Russia, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, again, that's an easy one.
Yeah. A former Justice Department official said of this breaking news that Mar-a-Lago classified papers held U.S. secrets about Iran and China. He said the exceptional sensitivity of these documents and the reckless exposure of invaluable sources and methods of U.S. intelligence capabilities concerning these foreign adversaries will certainly influence the Justice Department's determination of whether to charge Mr. Trump or others with willful retention of national defense information under the Espionage Act. Agree?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Abby. Merrick Garland, I think, can't decline to charge Donald Trump and others for this crime. Let's be clear. He didn't do this by himself. Yes, he was the ringleader, but I sense you're going to see a fairly sizable conspiracy indictment with any number of folks who assisted him in getting this stuff from the White House down to Mar-a-Lago and then, you know, concealing it unlawfully, including perhaps one or more of his own attorneys.
Isn't all of his crimes some version of defrauding the United States? When you think of accepting Russian help to get installed in the first place, to try to cheat with Ukraine, to try to overthrow a free and fair election.
Steph, that's such a great point, because there is this enormous umbrella criminal charge. It's called a 371 conspiracy. 18 United States Code, Section 371, for those of us scoring at home. And basically it says any crimes that you commit against the United States or to defraud the United States, like out of a free and fair election, can be brought under that umbrella, that 371 umbrella. I maintain, now I was a pretty aggressive prosecutor, okay? I maintain that everything Donald Trump did from the time he was in a campaign finance crimes conspiracy with Michael Cohen to steal the presidency in the first place, because what he did, right, he hid information from we the people, from the voters.
It's all cheating. Depriving us
of the full value of our vote. Everything that he did moving forward through his presidency was designed to first acquire the presidency unlawful and then retain the power of the presidency unlawfully. And I think you could bring it all in one big old conspiracy. I don't think the Department of Justice will. I think they will parcel it out into a series of more discrete conspiracies. But they're all related, right? It's all a variation, as you say, on the same theme.
Yeah. See, this is why I hired him. Oh, that was Glenn as a former prosecutor. This is why I have daddy issues with Glenn, because my dad was a Nuremberg assistant prosecutor. But it'll be like those trials, right? The trials will just go on forever, the Trump trials. Like, they're just, if they're all separate, right?
The Trump trials. That has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it works.
Just out of curiosity, yesterday we found out that Kash Patel had been in recently.
This is in my Glenn stack.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
In front of the grand jury.
Mar-a-Lago documents.
It's right there. It was on the top of my stack. I got it.
It's interesting because
I'm well produced.
When you pull in people like Kash Patel, the biggest question I have is, did you give him target warnings before he testified before the grand jury? Because it feels like he might have been part of some of Donald Trump's crimes. Going to go out on a limb here.
But we don't know if he took the fifth or
we don't know if he took the fifth. Yeah. And the thing is, when somebody goes into a federal grand jury, we ordinarily will never know what they said or if they testified at all. That's one of the reasons, not to get off track, that the J6 public hearings have been so important. Because we are permitted to know what they did, like Roger Stone, like John Eastman, like Mike Flynn, fifth. He didn't even use all the letters in the word, right? He got fifth. So we can know because there's no prohibition about disclosing that. But in the federal grand jury, the law and the rules say it's all secret. We can't know. So who the heck knows what Kash Patel did?
Yeah. Well, this part of the story, the Patel grand jury appearance especially, is indicative of how aggressive prosecutors are being as they continue to gather information about what happened up to this point. I hope so. I mean, I hope it's a sign of something. Let's see. Greg in North Carolina has a question about Steve Bannon. You're on with Glenn Kirshner. Hello, Greg.
It's easy to make an argument with you guys when you have nobody putting up a defense. But I want to ask Glenn something. Mm-hmm. He said that nobody, when his BLM protests, anything happened. I'm reading from a Tampa Bay paper here, news station. At least 60 Secret Service officers were injured June in Lafayette Park during then that, and you laughed at it, Stephanie, when Trump was supposedly taken to the bunker. 60, they were throwing bricks, rocks.
Yeah, because he's a little bunker bitch.
Secret Service officers, but
your point is that he was a little bunker bitch.
About that,
pardon?
Yeah. So did you have a whole?
I don't know. All those guys have the same tone of voice. No, is it patronizing or condescending? I can't decide.
Let me say that, Greg. It's a fair point because there were some pockets of violence, right? No doubt. So let's compare that to what we saw on January 6th.
Yeah, exactly.
The attempted violent overthrow of our government with people like my friend, my former homicide officer that I worked with, Mike Fanone, almost, you know, beaten to death, almost shot with his own gun. So let's compare the two if you want to compare the two. There are often pockets of violence in any protest, but it is like night and day comparing what happened in my town, Washington, D.C., during the BLM protests and what happened on January 6th.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, you know, we found in some cases, Glenn, that it was right-wing agitators, right, that were pretending to be BLM. I mean, there were obviously a few of those cases.
Not only did we find
it
out.
They were hugely peaceful.
Yeah.
I mean, in mm-hmm. total.
Yeah, let's review, Greg. Let's review what just happened at the Oath Keepers trial. Yeah. Evidence was introduced that the head of the Oath Keepers, right, Elmer, don't call him Stewart because he wants you to call him Stewart.
Got it.
His name is Elmer. Elmer, I shot my own eye out, Rhodes. Who they introduced evidence saying, oh, here's what we're going to do, right? Because there's going to be a BLM protest.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to go, we're going to dress up like we're real old and decrepit. We're going to be carrying canes. And if anybody tries to take advantage of us and assault us, we're going to give them a good old beat down.
Yeah.
That is what groups like the Oath Keepers mm-hmm. were doing. So when you talk about agitators, oh, you bet they were there.
Yeah. I just love that Greg thought he was coming for a Jersey guy. Stuffed him in a locker.
Is that the same guy that calls in all the time?
Oh, yeah. He just stuffed him in a locker.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We have another. I think we have a banning question. Hold, please. Johnny in Houston, you're on with Glenn. Hello, Johnny.
Good morning, West Coast Mucage. I want to thank Glenn Kirshner for bringing civility and decency and good vibes back to four bald-headed men with great goatees.
Hoo-wah.
Thank you. That's so refreshing. Also, I'm going to take advantage of the very reasonably priced virtual Stephanie Miller tour. I've never been to any of those, so I'm going to avail myself of that after the show today.
Thank you. Fantastic. Yay. Okay. We will see you there. Thanks.
Here's my technical.
Oh, you have another question.
Go ahead. Technical legal question for your legal scholar. Okay. Assuming that Steve Bannon does actually serve his 4 months, and if he doesn't serve it in a county jail or a state prison, and they actually give him home confinement, can the authorities and will the authorities modify his home environs so that he has no computer access? In other words, he's isolated like you should be when you're in prison.
What a great question. You know, I always viewed a sentence to home detention as basically a sentence to stream Netflix and order DoorDash. It's no kind of punishment. But here's the good news, Jonathan.
Basically COVID.
Here's the good news. He will not serve his 4 months in home detention. He's likely to serve it at the D.C. jail, which is where we confine defendants locally who are convicted and sentenced in D.C. to a sentence of less than a year. Now, they may put him in some federal facility, but he may stay at the D.C. jail, which I've been to hundreds of times. It's not a fun place to be. But here's the good news. I believe in the intervening 4 months while Bannon is cooling his heels in prison, he's going to be a member of another indictment.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And this will be maybe the one time that him not using soap serves him well. Okay. I don't know what that joke meant. I don't know what it meant. And Glenn Kirshner did not participate in it.
Kind of hope the D.C. jail is not where the January 6th defendants are, is it?
It sure is.
Oh, that'd be fun to have him with the January 6th people. That would be hell. Bugged by those people bugging him all the time.
Kirshner's greatest tweet of the week, though. So looking forward to joining Stephanie Miller and the crew and Rob Reiner on stage at Saban Theater on October 22nd. I'll be bringing the scorched earth justice talk because
justice matters.
Yes.
Hashtag
that's
justice
correct.
Matters.
Yes. Hashtag justice matters. Okay.
Can't wait.
We cannot wait. Sexyliberal.com. Get that pay-per-view ticket if you can't make it here in L.A., but very exciting. One more legal stack before we go to break here. Lindsey Graham must testify before a Georgia grand jury investigating election interference after an appellate court ruled against him yesterday. Graham's lawyers had asked the court to block a subpoena from Vonnie Willis. claiming that the sitting a sitting senator is shielded from such investigations. But a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit denied Graham's request and upheld a lower court ruling narrowing the range of questions prosecutors can ask.
Yeah, this one gives me the feels, the legal feels. Oh, I loathsome Lindsay loses again. This dude is still a member of the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
What a farce. Refuses to testify about the crimes of a president who tried to, you know, kill our democracy. Lindsay's like, I'm not telling you anything about that. Now, what he's afraid of, we all know, is that he also had some phone calls with Brad Raffensperger. Mm-hmm. And Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, one of Lindsay's own tribe members, is on record as saying, what Lindsay was saying to me, I interpreted as Lindsey Graham, quote, urging me to toss out lawfully cast ballots. You know what that is? That is a little thing we call solicitation for election fraud under the laws of Georgia. That's one of the real reasons Lindsey Graham doesn't want to testify. But now the 11th Circuit said he has to.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been so much J6 and the Mar-a-Lago, espionage case that it always has seemed like Georgia was the stealth case that might be, you know, because they have it on tape. But is it the Lindsey Graham stuff? It's just more of the delay, right, that Donald Trump always engages in. Is that what is slowing down Georgia, or do you still think they may go first?
You know, I think Fani Willis has been, you know, moving through the witnesses, kind of keeping a pretty good pace. And I said this before, Steph, no prosecutor wants to be the first one to indict a former president of the United States. They're all going to want to be the second one. Once we see one indictment drop, maybe it's Georgia first, maybe it's DOJ first, we're going to see a series of indictments, and that's when it's going to get good. That's when we're going to see a resurgence of justice.
Yeah. Oh, God. He sends so many thrills up my leg.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a ticket to Sexy Liberal.
Are you flooding the basement?
And I'm going to be there. But
you're flooding the basement, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to need to see it again later. Yeah. I'm going to need to see those blue eyes. Okay, sexyliberal.com. Get your tickets for tomorrow night. I don't know what that means. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Cozy Earth Sheets that not only the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money is ensconced in,
right,
but my super hot girlfriend and my best friend. The entire Benny Hill episode, all of the characters are in Cozy Earth Sheets.
They're all upstairs.
Yes.
They're all running through
slamming doors.
Yeah.
In and out.
Diving in and out of beds.
Benny Hill music. Yes. But you don't want to dive out of a Cozy Earth bed.
No.
The softest sheets in the universe. Softest pajamas. It's very cute. My best friend and I, we've been wearing our Cozy Earth pajamas, having little slumber parties, because we're the adults in charge. Okay. Cozy Earth, the choice of top designers, luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating. You sleep more comfortably year-round.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's hot. It's hot in L.A. now.
But
and then this weekend
it's
going to cool down. Right? You're always ready.
Mm-hmm.
New colors, olive and navy.
Oh.
Right? For the sheets. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Get cozy now. Won't you save 35% on Cozy Earth? Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. Unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a Graham-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a Masterclass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time, go to masterclass.com/Stephanie.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Glenn Kirshner live in studio.
Yeah.
He has been gotten, not just for live in studio, but for tomorrow night,
yeah.
SexyLiberal.com with Rob Reiner, the big finale. Mm-hmm. Please get your tickets now. Either come see us in L.A. at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills or pay-per-view. Only $20.
Yeah, very reasonable.
Okay. Wow. I didn't even realize, Travis, this was a lot more legal stack than we have time for, Glenn.
I know you were rifling through your papers trying to figure out which one you wanted to do.
Trump pulled into yet another lawsuit, this time by investors claiming fraud over a product on The Apprentice.
Oh, God.
Came a video phone pitches or something. There's just never been a bigger criminal. Like, certainly not just in the White House, but it is endless, his list of crimes and fraud and grifts.
Yeah, he is the most investigated and thus far least prosecuted person in American history. But that's going to change.
By the way, didn't him opening his big yap about E. Jean Carroll again yesterday? Oh. So now he is not president anymore and he has defamed her again.
Yes,
right?
And all she has to do is amend her complaint. And now he no longer has the protection of the presidency for the defamation that he clearly perpetrated against her. So, you know, he remains his own worst enemy.
I have to hope that he cannot judge shop forever, as you were saying. Trump raged against U.S. District Judge David Carter yesterday, a day after Carter wrote an 18-page opinion indicating that Trump signed court documents making specific claims of election fraud he knew to be inaccurate. right? So he just, he'll do his rant, partisan return to hack judge, blah, blah, blah. And they'll, I mean, I don't know. That's what it's like, whack-a-mole trying to find, like, he, you know, that's what he did with her name, Eileen Cannon, yeah. Right? Trying to find, not even in her jurisdiction, but trying to find a judge that will just do whatever he wants, which makes complete mockery of the judicial system.
Yeah, and it's not just David Carter who has called him out for criminal misconduct. I mean, you look at the Judge Amit Mehta in D.C., Judge Sullivan, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, Judge Reggie Walton. These people have been, and it's so unusual, Steph, because usually the judiciary sits back. Yeah. They wait for the Department of Justice to bring the charge. They wait for a conviction. And at the time of sentencing, that's where they start to say things like, yeah, what Trump did was really pretty horrible. And let me tell you how long he's going to spend in prison. Here, it's kind of law enforcement turned on its head. The judiciary is the one sort of leaning forward saying, listen, executive branch, y'all need to take care of some of Trump's crimes.
Right. Yeah. Who is this? Is this the statement from the Office of the President?
Statement.
Who's this? Okay. We have to wait now. Who's this Clinton-appointed judge? He put judge in quotes, so, you know. David Carter, who keeps saying and sending to all very nasty, wrong, and ill-informed statements about me on rulings or a case, whatever, currently going on in California that I know nothing about, nor am I represented. Okay, so... isn't this one of the worst things he has done? We were talking to Dr. Redliner. He's, you know, that they've hopelessly politicized science and vaccine, whatever. And this is why we are still in COVID. It's going on and on and on. But him making such a partisan matter of the justice system that it always depends on which judge it is, whether he's appointed by who. Isn't that the antithesis of what the judiciary is supposed to be?
Yeah, his goal, Trump's goal, is to undermine all institutions of government. And then once the faith of the American people is shaken, he wants to crime and grift and take advantage of it and line his own pockets. I mean, it looks like that's been his MO all his life. And, you know, shame on us for giving him the platform of the presidency to do it. I was just asking Travis on the break. It's like, why don't we elect better people?
Yeah.
Why don't we do a better job of governing ourselves? Yeah. Because I think we have it in us to do it. But, you know, maybe if we don't learn our lesson now, Steph, then, you know, I don't know that there's a heck of a lot of hope.
Is it time to admit that perhaps electing a criminal game show host has not worked out well? Is that what you're saying?
And also we've got like an entire branch of the news media that's dedicated to uplifting that side and making that side. That's what you're talking about, like, why do we like these people?
Both sides
do
it.
Yeah. They aren't hearing facts. They're not living in reality.
Yeah. Messages show Oath Keepers leader was frustrated that Trump did not invoke the Insurrection Act in the days before January 6th. You've been following these trials quite closely. I mean, it just seems so obvious. I mean, all of the, you know, I don't know what you think the most significant thing legally is this week from this trial.
You know, listen, when we have really strong prosecutions that we bring, and the defendant insists on a trial, as is everyone's right, we have a term for it. We call it a long, slow, guilty plea. And that's kind of what I've been seeing unfold in the Oath Keepers. I mean, the evidence is so overwhelming, and it's all in writing. You know, when you have Stuart Rhodes, who said, you know what, everybody, listen. You have to keep using the magic phrase, Insurrection Act. Why? Because that will give us legal cover, plausible deniability. So when his attorney opened on Insurrection Act, you could see the jurors kind of rolling their eyes. And ultimately, Stuart Rhodes said, if he doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act, we will take up arms and handle it ourselves.
Yep.
That means you're guilty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Kirshner, sexyliberal.com. Get those tickets for tomorrow night to see him and Rob Reiner live with all the other sexy liberals. We love you, Glenn.
Love you, Steph.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw six.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
What is dedication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.